This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with the Invent a Lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. I want to welcome all of you on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And now I'd like to welcome my co-host. And I definitely want to thank her for filling in on Home Talk on our first hour last week. Did a great job as I was playing hooky. And down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, watching my grandson participate in the camp, and I just want to thank you. So, Rita, how you did? You got through it, huh?
Yeah, it was fun to be able to help you out. You had great guests. I want both of those products. And you know, when we got done, I even told my husband, "It's like, okay, we have got to go and get that that energy bank, basically, yeah, so that you can save up your energy if you need it." But it was wonderful to meet your guests and to be able to visit with them. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, I wanted to mention something. I know you have a great show lined up for us today, but the last hour we had a great guest, and he invented what they call the mosquito sniper, and it's been on the about 2 or 3 years, but it was another case, and it reminded me about the Invent America show where, you know, he had an idea and trying to get it to market, and you know, he didn't have any experience, didn't have a patent attorney, didn't know molding companies, you know. And I was telling him, I said, well, you know, the Invent America show, that's what we do here. We just walk you through that blueprint, and that's what the show's all about, right?
It is, and that's why it fits so well in the Home Talk USA programming, because you had me on before we ever started the Invent America segment, and that's what we talked about, is America invents. So we were talking about the steps and the process and some of the wonderful products that people have invented and gotten out there into the marketplace. So it's a great fit, and there's a lot of people out there that need to know those steps.
Well, let's face it, mistakes cost money, and that's the point. And if you make a number of them, it can really bankrupt you. And that's, you know, if you have a great idea and a great technology, you know, we want you to get it to market, and that's the purpose of the show. But tell us about international filings, though. That's what you want to talk about today, right?
It is. You know, there are so many inventors that will call me up and say, well, I want to file internationally now. And it's like, well, you can't now. You've missed the deadline. And so often they think that, you know, all right, well, they'll get it lined up and going through the U.S., but there is a hard international deadline, and it's not something that you can buy back. It is 1 year from your first filing. And so a lot of people think, well, I'll do the provisional, and then they want to do anything international after they have filed the non-provisional, and by then they've missed their date.
That's right.
And, you know, with our economy getting, you know, the global economy getting smaller and people will want to, you know, be able to sell their product, we don't look at doing international filings in every country. That's crazy. You know, on another show, we'll talk about what you've got to be careful of that, you know, keep somebody from infringing on you in another country, because that's a different conversation. But you want to be able to look at where you're going to be manufacturing it. So if the U.S. is your major market, then where are you going to manufacture? And our patent attorney, our registered patent attorney today, is going to talk about some of those parameters that we look at and time frames. And so the two guests that we've got on, Alexa Gandolfo and Jim Groulet, have both filed in other countries. And Alexa has done the basic, you know, the PCT. We're going to talk about what that means. And it gives her time now to choose where her licensee, and she's just recently licensed, so where does her licensee want her to file? And for a lot of our inventors, when they know they want to go after licensing, we want to protect then the rights of the company coming in to do the manufacturing on where they need the coverage. And that's why that international coverage is, it's one thing to say, no, I don't want to. It's another thing to say, nobody told me and now I've missed it.
Yeah, you're right. And now the Cargo Caddy, I'm excited. I went online this week and was learning a little bit about it. That's gonna really shake up some things, in my opinion. Rita.
Oh yeah, for every parent that's got to put a kid in an SUV, they're gonna want a Cargo Caddy. Because they're putting in all kinds of sports equipment and picnic stuff and going to the beach and everything. Little things that get lost, their purses, their groceries. And the Cargo Caddy is a wonderful product to get more, you know. And she's licensed it now, so she's gone after what she wanted. From the very beginning, Lexa was very focused. I want to license this.
Wow. Well, Rita, I tell you, you got some great guests, and I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about Don Santina. I love when registered patent attorneys come on, because they provide us so much great information to help our listeners to choose that right patent attorney. You know, that could be the difference between, be honest with you, success or failure.
Oh, it is. It really is. And, you know, I always tell inventors and you know, people I talk to, is like, you know, the attorney is not your partner.
No.
All right, because I've heard attorneys say, oh, I become like your partner. No, you're still going to send an invoice.
That's right.
You're not a partner. Partners put in money along with their time. But it's like, you know, and I help inventors understand, you know, the attorney is a very important part of this strategy.
Yeah.
And they're a service provider. So you have a right to ask questions.
Yes,
and
you do.
Should ask questions.
Yeah, and you got to, and each product and technology is different, you know.
So next week, you're going to love this. Next week we're talking about big science.
What now?
I've got two delightful inventors on. One is in the electronics world of databases.
All right.
And the other one is in the medical field, and they both have such a unique story to share with our inventors. And, you know, I'm the licensing agent. One, we're already negotiating a deal. But I'm so proud of both of these inventors for the big science that they're in.
Yep.
It's just, it's fascinating. So I've got to brag a little bit about, you know, all these wonderful inventors that are out there that reach out and say, I'd like to be on the show.
Well, that's good. And at the bottom of the hour, well, no, the top of the hour, before we close, you're going to talk about how you can get on the show and what the process is, right?
It's so easy. Yes, you're going to definitely talk about that.
All right. Well, I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. We're going to step away. Got to pay some bills right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's our archive. That's our podcast. 24/7, 365. And as always, support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man, and I'll be right back with my co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. We'll be right back. Yay! Yeah.
digital Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country.
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome to the only show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, Rita, who's our first guest on the Invent America show?
Our guest today is Lexa Gandolfo. She is the inventor of the Cargo Caddy, and Lexa's got a passion for inventing and helping other inventors. And a lot of it is, you know, she's learned so many lessons. And Lexa, thank you for being with us today. But Cargo Caddy, you licensed it in May of this year. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Rita, and thank you for having me.
So we are so glad that you have joined us today. The Cargo Caddy nearly doubles that we would call it the trunk space if it was a regular car, but that back space that is in an SUV. Tell our listeners about the Cargo Caddy.
Yeah, sure. Again, thanks for giving me some time today on the show. I'm happy to be here. Cargo Caddy is a trunk organizer for SUVs and CUVs. In those types of trunks, items are often piled on top of each other. They're disorganized. They're messy. That's because those trunks are like big boxes. So there's no differentiation in space. So Cargo Caddy solves this problem by providing shelf space above the trunk floor for all the stuff you store in your SUV, CUV trunk. So it gives you two levels of storage space in your trunk. So it's perfect for groceries, sports equipment, camping and hiking gear, tailgating items, all kinds of things. So that's the problem that Cargo Caddy solves, and I'm excited to be moving forward with it with this licensee.
And again, that's a big deal. You were very focused from the beginning that you had wanted to license it. You went after it. You got it done. You had different phases of prototyping. So there's lots of things that you can help our inventors understand as the process you have gone through. But this one that, you know, that we're talking about today is the value of filing internationally. Now, you filed a PCT, the Patent Cooperation Treaty. What was your strategy in doing this?
So really, I've worked with this licensee to do the patent prosecution and the continued application and changes, because there's been some changes on their end as far as what they want to do to bring it to market. So they're working with me on this, and they are an international company, but they weren't sure where they were going to initially roll Cargo Caddy out to. So what we decided was, if we put this kind of placeholder in place, and that's what that PCT does, it allows you some extra time, 5 years, I believe it is, to decide where you want to individually file the patent moving forward. Will it just be North and South America? Will it be Europe? We need to do a lot more market research on that. Right now, we're just going to go with the U.S. and Canada. So, but we wanted to make sure that we didn't lose out on that window. When you convert your provisional to your utility, you have to file internationally at the same time. And so this gives us some extra time to figure out where to do it.
Right. And the timing for our listeners, that you've got 1 year from your first filing. So if you file a provisional, at the time when you do that non-provisional, you've got to calculate in there that you're running, you know, kind of on fumes at getting a PCT done. A PCT, just, you know, so our listeners know, is kind of like the international version of a provisional. It gives you 30 months to decide what other country you want to file in. And so rather than, you know, some of them say, well, I'm just going to file, you know, in China because that's where we're going to manufacture. And then they license it and find out the licensee is going to actually manufacture in Mexico. Well, now they've lost their international rights. And so the PCT, like you said, gives them that breathing room.
Exactly. And what we didn't want to do is just file in 5 or 6 different international countries, because we weren't exactly sure where we were going to roll it out, as you pointed out. And also, it's extremely expensive. It's because you have to pay for each individual filing. You can do ones that kind of cover you for all of Europe, but again, it's really specific to the country, as far as I understand. And, you know, again, I'm getting help from them in this process, so I haven't done all of the research on my own, so I don't know
all the ins and outs, but I understand that it's an extremely expensive proposition to go and just file everywhere and just blanket get coverage everywhere. So instead,
yeah.
you and give yourself it can the breathing be, room.
Yeah, so what we look at is generally the major market. So if it's going to be, you know, U.S. and Canada, you focus on that. And then the other one that we look at is where it's going to be manufactured. Because now if somebody else is manufacturing in that country, the company that's doing the manufacturing will go in and close them down. So that's kind of where, you know, when I'm working with an inventor, where we're looking at. That, you know, there are other things that will curtail someone from, you know, copying you in another country. And we're going to do that on another show. But, you know, when you're really looking at the time, what specifically are you looking at, you and your licensee, that would make you say, okay, we want to file in this country? Have you guys decided that yet?
I think we'll decide that moving forward when we go to market. We're still getting the molds made and figuring out packaging and pricing and all of that. So we won't really have a better understanding of that until we go to market in the U.S. first and kind of see where things settle in and where we're doing best. Obviously, it'll vary from country to country, but this is kind of like our test run, the U.S.
Yeah.
And obviously, you could just launch in the U.S. and do really well, but since they're an international company, they want to branch out if the product is successful here at home.
Sure, absolutely. So do you have a target date for the launch of the product?
My understanding is that it'll be before the end of the year, but they're a really big company with a lot of products, so it could get bumped, it could move up, it could move back. I've learned to just try to be as fluid as possible with timelines and expectations.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And, I mean, it's a wonderful product. So I'm looking out there. It's like, all right, when do I buy each of my daughters, because they both have SUVs, you know, a cargo caddy as a gift. And so that's a big, and, you know, it's not unusual that I'm thinking, okay, how many people in the family need one of these? And definitely the daughters, because they both have the SUVs. And certainly need to be able to give them all that room to pack those boys around.
Absolutely, and I think we're sticking with the Cargo Caddy name. I'm working on filing the trademark for that now. So that's what to look for, Cargo Caddy.
That's it's a great name. It really, really is. And Alexa, thank you so much for being with us. Listeners, if you are out there and you have some questions, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting. We have that every month. Check us out by going ahead and filling out the form to be on Invent America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Hawaii officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 80. More bodies were found Friday as the search teams combed through the rubble of the Maui resort town that was destroyed by a raging wildfire this week. The man accused in some of New York's longest unsolved Gilgo Beach serial killings is pleading not guilty. Rex Hewerman is charged with three murders, has been assigned a lawyer.
It's really hard for us to comment. It's important to know that when somebody's charged with a crime, you have to afford them the presumption of innocence.
At least 10 sets of human remains, mostly young female prostitutes, were found on Long Island along or near Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. More than 90 million people across the U.S. are under heat warnings and advisories.
Residents of Phoenix, Arizona have spent 13 days in a row with temperatures over 110 degrees. Dave Collins, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us for this next segment, and we want to make sure we thank our Genesis Communication Network for having us. And if you would like to be on the radio, please go to the website, inventamerica.info, and the form will come up and say, do you want to be on the show? Fill out the information. It will drop right into my email box. If you need a service provider, again, shoot me an email, text message, and ask me what, tell me what you need. Ask me for the referral, and I am more than happy to refer you to one of our sponsors and one of our service providers. Our next guest is Jim Grulet, and Jim has a family of patents related to cabinet installation. He has been selling millions of these through Home Depot, Lowe's, and Amazon. So, Jim, thank you so much for being with us today, and tell us a little bit about your product.
Hello, Rita. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'd be happy to share my experiences. As you know, I invented a three-way clamping device for cabinets. This was many years ago, and that is still being sold today under the two brands, Bessie Cabinet Frame and the Pony Cabinet Claw. And that was an idea that I had many years ago as a former cabinet maker installing cabinets, and I was frustrated about all these things I had to do at the same time. Patented that, and now I'm off to my second generation of patents that I'm real excited to share with you and bring to the market.
So, well, we are looking forward to that and watching as you go through the steps on that. But, you know, you've told me you have multiple patents, multiple U.S. patents, but you also filed one in Canada. What was your strategy? I mean, filing, we've heard many, many times and from different inventors, and, you know, when I hear an inventor, it's like, well, I filed in 70 countries. It's like, okay, well, really wondering about that kind of decision-making process, but you never know. We look at, you know, filing in one or two other countries as being, you know, a strategy. You filed in Canada. What was your strategy about Canada?
Yeah, now that particular patent actually is my second one. So the first one was designed for a specific type of cabinet. At that time, it's referred to as frame cabinets. And in the U.S., the market was primarily made out of this face frame construction of cabinets. But the second patent, which was still for installing cabinets, it was a little more general, universal. But that style of cabinet being made in was more popular in other countries. particularly in Canada. So at the time, my licensing partner asked me about, hey, what do you think about filing an international patent? And my understanding, or say my expertise within that industry to that market, say, yeah, absolutely, let's file for the Canadian patents, because that's 80% of the type of cabinets that they make in that country. So it was a decision based on my knowledge of the market, but also that time the licensing partner had a large distribution channel in that country, and they wanted to secure the IP in that country. And so it worked out fine in that area. The other factors, of course, is related to time and money, because it does cost more money, and also the marketplace. And this is where I value your insight, Rita, so I'll let you maybe share more about how important that is to get advice for others than just the attorney.
Well, absolutely. The global economy is something that, you know, we do talk about on a pretty regular basis. And, you know, when you look at the reason you file, a lot of times it is based on, you know, where your product's going to be sold. I had some guys years ago that had the attorney file the PCT, and, you know, their thought was, well, let's file in the EU. They did not realize at that point they had made a wise business decision. Their main market was going to be Spain. And they ended up moving their lives, their families, their business, and everything to Spain, because that was their major market. They didn't know when they filed the PCT. They found out during that 30-month time frame, it's like, whoa, we weren't expecting this. And, you know, they were off to the races. But, you know, when you file the PCT and now you've got 30 months to get out the door, it really gives you some time to make the better business decisions.
Yeah, well, two takeaways. And, again, this is why I value what you do, Rita, because you're not an attorney, nor do you claim to be an attorney. But, again, you can provide insights and just past experiences that, in fairness to many inventors, firstly, first-time inventors, they just don't know. You know, there's a lot of decisions, and not that the patent attorney doesn't have good intentions, but he's going to do, you know, what he thinks is best to protect the idea. But he doesn't understand the market. He doesn't understand the business case, as well as somebody like yourself that has experience of working with many inventors. So
it's a certainly different perspective. I know one of the things that Michael and I were talking about earlier is that, you know, the patent attorney is not your partner. They're a service provider. And so you, as the business owner, have got to look at a lot of different variables and make business decisions based on going out there. So that's kind of what we look at. And that 30-month time frame can make all the difference in the world. I mean, I had a gentleman, and that's one of the reasons we're talking about this, just a week ago that called, you know, sent me an email and said, okay, I'm ready to file now. I want to file in Canada and Australia. And I go, but you missed the deadline 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because in these patents I filed in recent years, just 24 months ago, part of the strategy was to drag it out. I say drag it out, extend the provisional patent, extend the cost, but also the timing of when I was going to actually file the patents with the U.S. Patent Office. So this attorney I was working with, I think, you know, was clever in saying, hey, we can file these, and then as to buy some time. And that worked out pretty well for the budget and for the marketplace at that time.
Right, absolutely. So if you are out there listening, all right, I want to encourage you, if you've got any questions at all about filing internationally, send me an email, rita@inventorlady.com. I am more than happy to answer your questions and point you in the right direction. So thank you, Jim, so much for being with us today. We want to thank our sponsors, Kicker Design and CAD Design. So thank you very much to our sponsors and to our guest, Jim Goulet. If you would like to see Jim's products, shoot me an email. I am more than happy to send you his link. Bye, everybody. Talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today on our segment of Invent America. If you would like to see any of our recorded segments, please go to InventAmerica.info or HomeTalkUSA.com. You can also find all of the links on InventorLady.com. So we are finishing up our conversation about filing internationally, and Don Satina is a registered patent attorney. He's done some work for several of our other inventors who've been on. And he's here to explain some of the complexity of filing internationally. And so many inventors don't file anything because they're either scared away because they're told about the outrageous cost, and it doesn't have to be that way, or they miss the deadlines, which are hard deadlines internationally. So, Don, thank you for being with us today. And
explain how that most of our inventors that we work with are either micro entities or small entities. Break down the cost structure for them so they're not terrified.
Okay, well, there are two ways that you can file international applications. And as you said, these timelines come up on you very quickly. It's 12 months from the filing date of your first application, whether that was a provisional or a U.S. application. Now, if you file directly in different countries, you're not going to get the benefit of your small entity or micro entity, except in a few countries like Canada. Now, if you file the PCT system, you're able to do that by filing directly with the U.S. Patent Office, and your PCT fees will generally be discounted in the same way they would be for a U.S. application.
Excellent. And isn't it, you know, if you're within a certain number of pages, you hit that one fee, but as your page number goes up in your filing, then your fee goes up?
Yes, but I think it's a pretty large number of pages before the fee goes up.
Yeah, I heard it was like 25 or 30 or something like that, and most patents file within that range.
Yes, and you also have to watch out for the number of claims as well. You can have a higher fee, over 15, I believe.
Okay, good to know. Good for our inventors to call and ask you if they have any questions about the PCT. So we will make sure that your information is available on the website. But I think that, you know, explain to us, you know, some of this understanding, because I'll get inventors that say, well, I'm not planning on selling internationally, so I don't need to understand what's been done internationally. And I always tell them if it's been done anywhere in the world, at any time in history, you will not be granted a U.S. patent.
That's right. At one time, there were countries that only looked at what was done in their country, and it didn't matter what was done somewhere else. But today, nearly every patent office considers publications made anywhere in the world as prior art. So whenever you do get a search, it's always a good idea to get a worldwide search, like what you get from SearchQuest. And so,
you know, just filing, but then when you look at, you know, you're going to another country to file, now that international search becomes important again.
Yes. So if you go to the European Patent Office, that's one of the main bodies of prior art that you're going to see whenever you do a search.
I had a gentleman come to me years ago. He wanted a hinged glove that would sit on top of your hand, and then you would have a rubber glove underneath, and it was to protect you when you were cutting it. And I kept saying, you know, what part of nice and shining armor are you missing? And he goes, well, nobody ever filed a patent on it. And I was like, well, in the 1400s, they didn't file a lot. And so it's like, but it's still out there, you know. There are things that are still out there in the world, and just because a patent was never filed doesn't mean it's not part of the public domain.
That's correct.
So explain to our inventors, what does public domain mean?
Public domain generally means that something is publicly available. So it's either published or put on sale publicly where you could obtain it and determine what the invention was from looking at it.
All right. Well, we've got music coming up. It means we need to take a break and pay some bills. Don, thank you again for being with us today. And we will have you back again to answer some additional questions for us about intellectual property. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Rita.
And stick with us, everybody, as we wrap up the show. And if you would like to be on, please go to InventAmerica.info and fill out the form.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. We were talking about intellectual property on an international scale, and it's a little complicated, but we can certainly answer questions for you. So, stay with us when we go to the Inventor Roundtable meetings. You can reach me online, rita@inventorlady.com. Ask the questions. The answers are free. The Inventor Roundtable meetings are free. We want to make sure we thank our sponsors, Kicker Design. They help our inventors with their final prototype stage and manufacturing in the U.S. and internationally. And CAD Design with Scott Tarsi. He helps inventors on that early stage of of getting those prototypes done and a lot of the rapid prototype technology. So we are going to have both of them on in the next couple of weeks talking about what they do for inventors. We want to thank Lexa Gandolfo and congratulate her again for her licensing deal on Cargo Caddy. And we're all going to work on Jim Brulé and get him to the National Hardware Show with us in March. And if you've got a product and you would like to show off, join us at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas the end of March 2024. It is amazing how fast the year is zipping
by. Home
Talk
USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.